And now, introducing your two favorite DJs.
Hold on 1 second. Wait, what do you mean they could make it? Okay, fine, just wing it.
And now, introducing the two available DJs.
He cannot be talking about us.
No, that sounds about right. Good afternoon, everybody. You are rocking right here on the Pennwide Show. I'm DJ Smitty, also known as Air Force Staff Sergeant Thomas Smith.
I'm DJ Peachy, a.k.a. Army Private Taylor Zogrel.
And today is Monday, July 15th, and the time is 12:07 in the afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Pennwide Show. Stick around, because we've got some really fun information and great music for you this hour. Like this one right here, coming up first, Lovely the Band, right here on Amp and the Eagle, serving America's Best. Dua Lipa with New Rules right here on AFN The Eagle. You are rocking on the Pennwide Show. I'm DJ Smitty.
And I'm DJ Peachy.
And you know what? I want to know a little bit about your dating life and stuff like that. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, let's talk about relationships and stuff like that, because that is a fun topic to talk about.
Yeah.
So, a video went viral earlier this week of an angry short guy in New York ranting at a bagel shop about how women won't date him because of his height.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, because of that, you know, like there was a new survey.
And a tall guy tackled him too.
Oh, really? See, I haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah, that was the ironic part.
Oh my gosh. So I have not seen this video yet, but it sounds like a common thing that I've heard, like, you know, for a long time, and it's that, you know, short guys have a tough time getting, like, to date women and stuff like that because women want a guy who's taller, and, like, you know, guys want a girl who's shorter.
Short, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so a new survey actually asked women if it's true. Do they really avoid short guys? And, you know, as a short guy. As a short guy, I feel like this could be it.
You're not that short.
I'm not that short, no. But, yeah. And the answer is, well, pretty much, yeah. Hmm. Like, it does happen. So only 3% of women say they prefer dating guys who are shorter than them. But on the flip side of that, actually, only 3% of men say they prefer dating women who are taller than them.
Hey, it kind of works out.
I mean, I don't know, because if you're, like, I don't know, if you're a short guy or a tall woman, you're kind of out of luck then. That's not working out. Yeah. So, meanwhile, 28% of men say they prefer to date women shorter than them, and 53% of women prefer to date men taller than them.
Okay.
Like, this is a big thing, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, the rest of them say that, like, you know, they can date someone the same height or they don't care.
Mm.
Like, I'm on the, I don't care. Like, the height does not matter to me.
That's true. Yeah. I say that or taller.
Or taller?
Yeah.
Kind of lean towards the taller. Well, I'm kind of with you. Like, I lean towards shorter, but I am definitely not against tall women.
Hmm.
Like, tall women are beautiful. I am all about this. But, yes. So, I mean, honestly, you could go either way there.
Yeah.
It's tough. What
tough
do you think?
Tough puppy.
Tough puppy? Oh, yeah, tough puppy. Hmm. But you know what? With relationships and stuff like that, it doesn't really matter what the height is, but the big part in a relationship that does matter is the conversation.
Yeah, conversation's the most important part about a relationship, I think.
Yep, exactly. That open, clear communication and stuff like that. And if you want to work on some conversation skills, there's actually a lunchtime conversational Korean classes over at the Camp Walker CAC.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going on tomorrow from noon until 1, so, you know, just this time tomorrow, head over there, get some conversational Korean. And you know what? Then you can find you a new boothang out on the peninsula. It's an ongoing beginning language class, and it kind of, you know, introduces you to the beginnings of Korean and how to speak it, how to pronounce it, read, write the language. Topics include, like, you know, the alphabet, numbers, currency, useful Korean words and phrases. And classes are held at 12 and 1. So definitely head out there, get some conversational Korean, and learn some about the Korean culture and stuff like that. It's going to be really cool. Stick around, everybody. We got weather coming up in just a minute right here on AFN The Eagle.
Meet knowledgeable Norm.
This is your live weather update.
In Camp Casey, it's 80 degrees, sunny outside with a high of 80. That's as warm as it's getting for Camp Casey right now. Youngsan, sunny outside as well, 80 degrees with a high of 81 today. 81 degrees in the Osan Humphreys area right now, cloudy outside with a high of 84. In Daegu, 73 degrees, cloudy with a high of 81. And in Kunsan, 78 degrees, mostly sunny, with a high of 81 today. Peachy, how are we looking on the exchange rate?
The exchange rate brought to you by the DOD Community Bank is $1 will get you 1,147 Korean won. The air quality red, unhealthy, with an AQI of 151.
Stick right here, because we got Law and Troye Sivan coming up next. I'm so tired. Jonas Blue with Rise right here on AFN The Eagle. You are rocking with DJ Smitty.
And DJ Peachy.
And today, well, I mean, soonish, is going to be, you know, Prime Day.
Yay!
It's coming up, yeah. So, lots of deals going on, you know. It wasn't greedy enough to, like, you know, make one shopping holiday during the middle of the summer. So now they're stretching it out to be a two-day event. So, you know, there you go. It's great. Anyway, there are plenty of deals.
Shopping
yeah.
has been a new activity for me.
Really?
And I need to stop it.
Just going too much?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's plenty of deals to shop for, that's for sure. But are you going to buy anything? I know you just said you should try and stop.
Like, I mean, usually I get on, like, both of my options for, like, shopping online. And then... Like, I'm like, oh, I've been wanting, like...
Oh, I have been wanting
a jacket or something. And so I look and I compare prices and stuff.
I mean, at least you're comparing prices. That's good.
Yeah.
You don't just go, oh, that's a deal, click.
Yeah, so...
That, see, that one-click buy this, option is... That's dangerous,
yeah.
man. I have fallen into that problem. Like, that is a serious, like, threat to all of my disposable income.
Yeah. So, this... I'm just going to say, like, I probably won't get anything because I wasn't wanting anything on
Just don't get on the website for the entirety of the thing.
Yeah.
You're going to see the
deals. I saw they had, like, health and beauty, snacks, electronics. So, I mean...
You got to avoid it, man.
Yeah.
Like, because otherwise those deals will catch you. Like,
yeah.
they'll bring
they
you
They will.
In.
Because then you're like, well, do I need it? Like...
See, my problem is I've done too much online shopping and stuff like that recently, and like it's put a pretty big hamper on my wallet, and I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
This is not good. I mean, like I'm not like, you know, in like a financial crisis or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I've definitely noticed that I'm like, I'm shopping too much. Too
mm-hmm.
much retail therapy for me. I need
yeah.
to be a little more frugal, like maybe find some other deals that are like, you know, free.
Mm.
Speaking of free deals, actually, there's a really good one coming up down in Daegu area. So it's going to be Ice Cream Appreciation Day.
Okay.
Over at the Camp Walker Community Activity Center on Sunday, July 21st, so this coming Sunday. From 1 to 3, the CAC is going to supply ice cream to help you cool down from the heat in Daegu. And here's the deal part. It's completely free.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yes. And it's not just like, you know, swing by, get some ice cream. They also have like, you know, a way for you to burn off the calories because, you know, they're thinking about you. They're thinking about that fitness.
Exactly.
Keeping you healthy and like having fun at the same time. So they've also got like a bunch of different inflatable games and activities and stuff like that for you to join in on. So, you know, head on over to the Camp Walker Kakin Library. They're going to be doing all this fun like ice cream celebration stuff.
Hmm.
So hit up that deal.
Yeah.
If you want to like save some money this prime day event, because you know we don't need to be spending that much money.
Exactly.
Save your money, people, and stick around because we've got your Korea update coming up next. Keeping me up at night. Growing Pains by Alicia Cara right here on AFN The Eagle. You were rocking with DJ Smitty.
And DJ Peachy.
And I've got some celebrity drama for you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's going to be good. So, Shawn Mendes has been doing everything he possibly can to deny that he is dating Camila Cabello. But that's over now because they were spotted kissing twice this weekend.
Who cares?
Come on,
it's
this is big news, Peachy.
They should be able to do whatever they want. You
and
know
they
what I'm
can.
Saying? But it's not a
but
it's
we
not
need
of
to
our
know about
business.
It. They're celebrities. That's
they're
how,
people.
That's what celebrities are.
They're people and they should
they are put on display for our enjoyment. Like,
oh my goodness.
Like we are. Like we give little bits of our personal life to all of our listeners.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
but,
a lot
I mean,
different
like,
for us because we are not nearly as famous as these guys.
It's their personal life. I think that is none of the public's business. You know what I'm saying?
Well, someone got a video of them making out on Friday at a place called Dottie's True Blue Cafe.
That and sounds like a cute place.
Yeah, it does, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a very good date spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it right around.
Then on Saturday morning, they were then locking lips again at a different restaurant. What is it with, like, kissing over food? Like, I mean, you gotta go brush your teeth after that and stuff. Like, but then
they got
then
the
you,
garlic.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta have garlic breath and stuff like that. Come on.
I don't know. I mean,
they must already have been in a relationship for a while then, because think about it. You don't want food breath on the first date kind of, like, kiss thing. No.
I don't know. I mean, they're doing PDA, so that... I can understand how it's like, and well, it's not my fault I took a video of it. They were...
Oh, my gosh.
But so,
there is that. But, I mean, here's the thing, though. Have you heard their song together, Senorita?
Yes. And I know we just got it in our system.
Yeah.
So, I know... I think it played on the...
I'll be playing it in
Ashton
a minute. Like, I'm gonna be playing it in a minute. So, yeah. Yes. Make sure you're sticking around for that, because it's going to happen. And this song, like, you know these two have to be...
It's catchy.
...together.
It's catchy. I couldn't watch the music video. It was a little too much for me.
No,
a little
it was
too
amazing.
Spicy.
No, it was for the perfect amount of spice. Like, it is great. So definitely check that out. And keep listening to AF and the Eagle, because, you know, we've got all kinds of cool music and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We got the latest top 40, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes we'll give you the celebrity drama. Sometimes we'll tell you about food. Sometimes we'll tell you about trips.
Most likely food.
Most likely food. But we'll always tell you about something here on AFN. And you can also check us out on the AFN 360. Just download the AFN Pacific app on your Android or iOS devices. And you can check that out as well as a bunch of other stuff. Just go check it out and you'll see everything else there. Stick around. I got weather coming up in just a minute right here on AFN the Eagle.
Man, I'm so detailed.
This is your live weather update.
In Camp Casey and really the northern half of the peninsula right now, 81 degrees, sunny outside with a high of 81 in Camp Casey. Youngson, 81 degrees, sunny with a high of 81 as well. Osan Humphreys area, 81 degrees, but a little bit cloudy outside for us. 84 degrees is the high for this area. Daegu, 75 degrees, cloudy with a high of 81. And in Kunsan, it's 78 degrees, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Peachy, how are we looking on the exchange rate?
The exchange rate brought to you by the DoD Community Bank is $1 will get you 1,147 Korean won. The air quality is orange, unhealthy for sensitive groups with an AQI of 147.
Stick around. We've got Selena Gomez coming up next with Bad Liar right here on AFN The Eagle. All right, stick around, everybody, for the next hour, because we're going to be talking about Social Wellness Month. But right now, we've got Lil Nas X with Old Town Road right here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.